Title, Hat Shuffle Tightening from Scratch in Ableton Live 12, Advanced, DNB Focus. All right, let's build a tight, modern drum and bass hat shuffle from Absolute Scratch in Ableton Live 12, and then tighten it until it feels fast, controlled, and kind of mean in the best way, because in Rolling DNB, hats aren't decoration, they're the engine. They decide whether your track feels like it's gliding forward with confidence or stumbling behind the snare like it's tired. And at 172 to 176 BPM, tiny timing moves that would be irrelevant at 120 suddenly become the whole vibe. Today we're focusing on four things: microtiming, velocity and sample choice, layering, and then bussing your hat so the transients behave like a unit. Let's set up first so our timing decisions actually mean something. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, then set global quantization to 1/16. Turn the metronome on for a second, just to confirm you're locked, and then turn it off. In DNB, you're not trying to impress the click, you're trying to make the groove feel inevitable. Here's the mindset: at 174, 1 to 5 milliseconds can change the entire feel. So we're going to make timing decisions with intent, not with more swing until it feels cool. Now create a MIDI track. Command-Shift-T on Mac, Control-Shift-T on Windows. Drop a drum rack on it. We're going to load 2 to 4 hat sounds, and this part matters more than people want to admit. You want a tight, short closed hat as your main anchor, clean transient, minimal tail, then a brighter closed hat for air, something that can take a little high shelf without turning into sandpaper, then a short tick or ride-like hat for mid-presence, that 2 to 6K range that helps hats read on smaller speakers, and optionally, a tiny noise hat for texture. Super short, a rule that'll save you hours. If your hat has a long tail, it will smear at 174 unless you intentionally gate it. You can't mix your way out of that later. So open each pad simpler. Set it to one shot. Now do quick tightening right in the source. Nudge the start point slightly forward to remove any pre-transient fluff. Shorten the decay, especially for anything that's going to play constant 16ths. And if a hat feels spitty or overly clicky, add the tiniest fade in. We're talking sub-millisecond to a couple milliseconds. Just enough to stop it from splattering. Also, one advanced note. Tightness can be phase and envelope, not timing. If two layers hit at the same time, but one has a slower attack, it can feel like a flam even when it's perfectly on grid. So don't immediately reach for nudge. First, align transient starts and shorten the slower layer. Cool. Now let's program the bass engine. One bar MIDI clip. Take your main closed hat and play 16th notes across the whole bar. This is the anchor layer. It should be robotic right now. That's good. Now velocity. DNB hats aren't like house hats where every other hit is a big accent and everything else is polite. You want flow. A simple repeating pattern works really well. Something like 90, 55, 75, 50, and then repeat. Keep your lowest hats in that 35 to 55 zone, because those are essentially ghosts. Turn on fold in the MIDI editor, so you're only looking at the hat lanes and not drowning in notes. At this point, it'll sound controlled, maybe a little stiff. Perfect. We tighten first. Then we add movement. Now the shuffle, and this is where people mess up. We are not going to swing the entire pattern until the snare feels late and drunk. Instead, we'll keep the anchor grid tight, and we'll create a second layer that we deliberately place late. Duplicate the hat notes to a second hat sound, ideally your brighter or tickier layer. Then delete most of the notes, so this layer only plays on selected off 16ths, often the E and the positions. In other words, the notes that create that rolling, in-between motion. Now nudge those notes late by a tiny amount. Aim for plus 3 to plus 9 milliseconds. Start around plus 5. If you can nudge by milliseconds in your workflow, great. If not, you can do it by very small tick nudges and use your ears, but stay consistent. Key concept: the anchor layer stays basically on grid. 0 to plus 2 milliseconds max. The shuffle layer is your late lane. That separation is what creates roll without turning the groove lazy. And here's a high-level coaching move. Think of microtiming like a hierarchy. Anchor is strict, shuffle is late. And then there's a third category: tension notes. Notes that lead into important hits, like the snare on 2 and 4, often feel best slightly early. Minus 2 to minus 6 milliseconds. That creates urgency without changing the whole groove. So if you want a practical timing map, try this. Downbeats on the grid. 8th note ends just a hair late, like plus 1 to plus 4. Selected 16ths, your shuffle notes, plus 4 to plus 9. And the 16th right before the snare, slightly early, minus 2 to minus 6. Pick one late lane and one early lane. Keep everything else strict, and the groove reads as tight because it's consistent. If you prefer a faster setup, you can use Groove Pool. Drag in an MPC 16 swing or any 16th swing groove. Apply it to your hat clip. Keep timing at 10 to 20%, velocity 10 to 25, random almost nothing, like 0 to 5%. But the DNB warning is real. Heavy swing on the whole hat lane can fight the kick and snare. So if you use Groove Pool, consider applying it only to the shuffle layer clip, not the anchor. Now we tighten further, and this is a big one. Overlap control. If hats overlap, you lose punch and definition, and it starts feeling loose even if your timing is technically correct. In the drum rack, put your closed hats in a choke group. Set them to the same choke group, like group 1. That way, any new closed hat hit cuts off the previous one. Immediately cleaner. Then go back to MIDI note length. Shorten the note lengths slightly so they don't overlap visually. Even though one-shots often ignore note off, when you're layering devices and processing, you can get differences in behavior. Short notes keeps you disciplined. Now let's add variation, because a one-bar hat loop in DDNB will expose itself fast. But we're not doing big EDM fills. We're doing micro-evolution. Extend your clip to 4 bars. Bars 1 and 2, keep it standard. Bar 3, open a pocket near the snare. A super practical move is removing one hat just before the snare on beat 2 or 4, or pulling its velocity down. That makes the snare feel bigger and the hats feel tighter, because you're not masking the transient. Bar 4, add a tiny pickup hat before the downbeat, or as super quiet 30-second flam as a lead-in. Velocity may be 25 to 35. The listeners should feel it more than hear it. And here's a really pro variation idea. Ghost hats that answer the snare. Place a soft tick hat 1/32nd after the snare hits, really quiet. It creates perceived speed in the snare afterglow without adding constant density. Now let's bus process. Select your hat tracks and group them. Command G or Control G. We process on the hat group so it glues and the transient behavior becomes consistent. Start with EQ8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Hats don't need low-end junk. Then do small harshness control. 3 to 5K can get painful. 8 to 10K can turn into sandpaper. If the hats feel dull, a gentle shelf above 10K, like plus 1 to 2 dB, can add air, but only after harshness is managed. Next, drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%, and be careful. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 for a sharper tick. Boom off, usually. Boom is not your friend on hats. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. The goal is density and perceived loudness, not audible distortion. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release on auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Keep gain reduction modest, like 1 to 2 dB max. If you push harder, you'll actually remove the transient definition that makes hats feel tight. Then utility. Adjust width. A big point here. Fast hats get blurry when they're wide. Keep the core hat near center, like 90 to 100% width. If you want width, push it onto texture hats, not the timing critical layer. There's an advanced trick for that. Widen only the air. You can make an audio effect rack on the hat bus with two chains. One full range chain near 100% width. Another chain that's high passed around 6 to 8K. And then you increase utility width to like 130 to 160%. Now the sparkle spreads but the groove stays punchy in mono. Now, before we get too excited and start stacking more processing, do a snare lock test. Mute everything except snare and hats. Listen, if the groove feels like it leans behind the snare, your shuffle layer is probably too late or too loud. Try turning down the shuffle layer velocity first, or shorten its decay. Only then adjust timing. If the snare feels small, hats are crowding it. Reduce hat velocities around 2 and 4, shorten tails, and make sure choke is working. Alright, arrangement moves. Hats are energy automation. In breakdowns, remove the shuffle layer and keep only ghosts, maybe even low pass the hat bus down to 6 to 10K. In builds, gradually reintroduce the shuffle and open the top end. In the drop, full hat system and maybe occasional 8th note open hat or ride stack. But be careful with long tails at this tempo. For second drop energy without risking groove drift, duplicate the hat rack or group. Keep the MIDI identical. Swap one sample, or transpose one simpler by plus 1 to plus 3 semitones. It feels fresh but it stays locked. Now common mistakes. Quick and deadly. 1. Swinging the entire hat pattern too much. The kick and snare start feeling late. You swing on a layer, not on everything. 2. Overlayering bright hats. 2 bright hats stacked equals harshness and facey top end. Balance 1 bright with 1 mid tick. 3. No velocity discipline. If everything hits at 90 plus, it's loud, but it's not rolling. 4. Ignoring choke groups. Overlaps create wash, and wash reads as looseness. 5. Overprocessing. People smash hats and then wonder why they're not tight. Tightness is timing, envelope, choke, and consistent transience. Processing is seasoning. Let's finish with a short practice drill you can do in 15 minutes. Make a 1 bar 16th hat pattern at 174 with one hat. Duplicate to a second layer and create shuffle by shifting selected off 16th slate. Target plus 5 milliseconds. Add a velocity pattern with accents around 80 to 95 and ghosts around 35 to 55. Group both layers and apply EQ8 with a 300 hc high pass. Drum bus with transience around plus 10 and drive around 4, and glue for 1 dB of gain reduction max. Then extend to 4 bars and add 2 tiny variations. Remove 1 hat before snare, and add 1 quiet pickup ghost. Export it as 174 hat shuffle tight V1. Then do a V2, where your shuffle is only plus 2 milliseconds late. Compare. That comparison will teach your ears more than any plugin. Recap. Tight ENB shuffle comes from layered micro timing, not heavy global swing. Velocity shape is the roll. Short envelopes and choke groups keep it clean. Bus processing is EQ into transient shaping, into subtle saturation, into light glue. And arrangement is where hats become a control system for tension and release. If you tell me your subgenre target, like rollers, jump up, tech step, jungle 94 style, and whether your snare is on 2 and 4 or more break based, I can give you a specific timing map with millisecond offsets and a velocity template that matches that vibe.